I certainly think it's a very novel idea. I mean, packaging together all points of the community, all interest points, together with current, fresh news, really done to a level of journalism that, frankly, we haven't enjoyed in this community for some time, in my view, has been refreshing. And I think it's created a very interesting mix and an attraction to many viewers to make it their homepage and to make it a daily occurrence to log on to Village Soup and find out what's happening. That might be the current headlines. That's the thing that gets their attention. But through the course of that experience, they're likely to explore elsewhere on the site. And there's just a whole host of information. And I've been, had the experience and pleasure, I guess, of being here about 5.5 years and seeing this
evolve
over time and develop and improve each and every time. I also had the ability to sit on a kind of a steering committee in its newest version, the Village Soup version, and I'm pleased to have been part of that, and I think it's certainly a tremendous community resource. I will say that there's somewhat of a downside in my business, is that the opportunities for everyone to have a comment online is difficult at times. And
talk about that.
Well, people often, I think, are empowered behind their computer screens in the back bedroom of their homes, and certainly a lot of people have a lot of comments and ideas, and when you're in the public eye, as my position is, you're often the butt of jokes or criticisms, and that's hard to take. And
yeah, they do get very, very brutal sometimes, don't they?
They do. I will credit Village Soup in monitoring that, and if things get a little too close to home and inappropriate, things are corrected. But even so, everything we do, and perhaps appropriately so, is questioned and discussed and debated. And sometimes as a public official, it's hard to take that sort of just constant barrage of inquiry and criticism and second-guessing. And I'll certainly stop short of saying that that's not healthy to the process, but being the recipient of some of that is difficult at times.
Do you think this improves participation in government, or, as you were saying, that participation seems to have been fairly high?
No, I do. I mean, there's a couple of policy issues that have come up affecting Rockland directly over the last couple of years anyway, where I've seen, through casually observing the letters, folks are mobilizing, whether it's in marches or other actions that clearly have an effect on policy. So it's not just useless chatter back and forth. It's advocacy, it's education. It's oftentimes very strong opinions in one way or another, and I think the challenge for everyone is to try to sift through that and to cull out, you know, the important parts of it. But certainly I've seen it used to mobilize, crystallize opinion and mobilize forces.
What sort of issues has that been?
The issue that of the day is there's a proposed methadone clinic coming to our community, and certainly the letters portion of Village Soup has been a strong source of community-based discussion. It occurs to me that it's largely the same number of folks, the same folks that have an opinion about many matters, so I mean, I take that into a grain of salt. But with the methadone, because it's such an international issue, frankly, I was interested to see that it wasn't just the locals talking about it, it was people from goodness knows where chiming in on either the value of methadone maintenance treatment or their personal experiences. So it does have the ability of broadening the audience as well. And I suspect in the end, if you're able to sift through all the different views and research and point and comments, it improves the base of knowledge and the level of education on an issue.